This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 554,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19 globally, more than 133,000 in the United States. The number of infections exceeds 12.2 million globally and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. The World Health Organization says that it is setting up an independent panel to review its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the response by governments. The former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark and former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf have agreed to head the panel and choose its members. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that the pandemic is a time for self-reflection and to look at what went right and what went wrong. He called on countries to look at their responses and to find ways to strengthen our collaboration as we work together to save lives and bring this pandemic under control. The announcement follows strong criticism by U.S. President Donald Trump, who accused the WHO of being China-centric, and the U.S. formal notification Tuesday that it was withdrawing from the U.N. agency in a year's time. Brazil, the country with the second highest number of COVID-19-related deaths and infections, has a new warning from its president. And the president, Jair Bolsonaro, advised the elderly and immune-compromised individuals to protect themselves against the coronavirus just days after Bolsonaro himself, who was 65 years old, tested positive for COVID-19. Bolsonaro has been heavily criticized for leading what many call a botched response to the spread of the virus in Brazil. In the past, he has dismissed the disease as just a little flu,